Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'd like to call the October 18th Gila County Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. The meetings are being held at the Gila County Supervisors Conference Room in Payson at 610 East State Avenue and at the Community Development Conference Room, 745 Rose Mofford Way in Globe. Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance with Terry?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Teresa, would you call the roll?
Yes, sir. Mickey Nye?
Present.
Bill Marshall?
Present.
Mary Lou Myers? Randy Slapnicka?
Present.
Travis Holder? Terry Ott?
Here.
Lori Brown?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Item number four of the agenda is review and approval of the minutes of the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing on June 21st of 2018. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes?
Yes. I have one correction to
that would be
the name. Page 2, number 7. Oh gosh, bottom part of that second paragraph. It starts with in reference to the fire department impact.
Okay.
The roof and siding, it says sitting, but it should be siding on the model.
I'm trying to find it. Oh, gotcha.
I would suggest also that it be stated up front that Mary Lou, the entire conversation with regards to Mary Lou and her relationship with the realtor or with Ray should be at the beginning as well, that she was going to recuse herself. And I had also made statement that I had served on the Industrial Development Authority with Ray as well, and that it wouldn't impact the decisions that were being made. But I think those should be in the minutes, especially for anything down the road that should come up.
Yeah, because after the meeting, there was a lot of backlash with that also.
That was
even after, and it was stated in the meeting, so it should probably be in the minutes.
Can I get a motion to approve the minutes with the additional corrections?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Lori Brown made the motion and Bill Marshall seconded the approval of the minutes with the appropriate corrections. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item 5 is the approval of the 2019 calendar for meeting dates. Basically no changes, third Thursday of every month.
Correct.
I would like a motion on item number 5 then.
I so move we approve the calendar 2019.
Randy made the motion to approve the calendar. Is there a second?
A second.
Terry Ott has made the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 6. Scott?
Okay, good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. Michelle is out ill today, and she apologizes for not being here. Just a couple of quick items. Those who, the Commission whose terms are expiring at the end of the year, we are working on getting approval for renewal. And for those that have thrown their hat back in the ring, I appreciate it very much. Also, since the last meeting, we've hired a new assistant county manager. His name is Homero Vila. Unfortunately, he's not here today. Community Development will be reporting to him, so maybe at the next meeting he should be here and I can introduce him to the commission. That's all I have.
Anybody on the commission have anything? Thank you. Item number 7 for public hearings. That Z1805, Mark Kyle, an application to amend Gila County zoning ordinance for parcels 304-30-001J, currently designated for GR, General Rural District, to RR, Rural Residential District, allowing the applicant to split their parcel. This property is located at 222 West H Bar Ranch Road in Payson, Arizona. Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. If we recall back in the minutes we just approved back in from June, we did pretty much the same exact thing in the same neighborhood where basically general residential requires 3 acres minimum, and the property owner wishes to split the lot into two smaller acreage. In this case, we're not sure of the exact split yet, but each one would be at least 1 acre in size. It meets the comprehensive plan requirements, and the property owner has the standard neighborhood outreach and spoke with just one neighbor that were concerned about any future building to block their view, but they really had no issues with the splitting of the property. Mark Kyle, the property owner, is here if anybody has any questions for him. And the staff recommends approval of this change in zoning, and with the stipulation that the applicant will obtain the approval of a minor land division with the county, Gila County Community Development Department upon approval of the rezoning request. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
I'd like to note that Travis Holder is present.
Sorry, I'm late.
It's not a problem. Anybody have any questions of staff regarding this rezoning? All right, we'll open it up to the public. Mr. Kyle, he's the only one present. Would he like to say anything about this, or is there a need?
He says no, he's good. And there is no one else is present.
Okay, so then we'll close the public comment section. Any further conversation with regards to item number 7? I would entertain a motion.
I would move that we approve Z18-05, an application to amend the Gila County zoning ordinance, parcel 304-30-001J. Currently designated General Rural District to Rural Residential District.
Can we add item number 4? That's the only stipulation from the county. The applicant shall obtain approval of a minor land division with the county community development department upon approval of the rezoning request.
Yes.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. Bill has made the motion to approve item number 7 with the only county stipulation recommended. Randy Slapnick has made the second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. Congratulations. Item number 8. Scott?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. This deals with the current Gila County zoning ordinance. I believe you're aware that we're going to be starting the process of basically amending the ordinance and pretty much rewriting it, starting from page 1 all the way through to get it to be a better ordinance and update it. But we've come across, and we're going to, it's going to be in a couple of phases, but this one's going to came to you earlier because of the an issue with it, and we felt it was important to get this clarified so that staff has an easier time of explaining it to the customers and enforcement. It deals with just strictly section 103.1, and there's a, while we're in there, we just cleaned up some verbiage along the way, but the main issue with it was the way it was written. It didn't allow any accessory structures in the front yard. And that became quite an issue when you have folks, depending on the size of their property, topography, what have you, that they couldn't put a garage in their front yard, in front of the house, basically what we're talking about, the main structure. If it was attached, that's not an issue, but if it was detached, they couldn't do it. Same thing with a car store. Obviously, we're not looking for cargo containers to be in the front yard in a residential neighborhood. Now, if you had 10 acres, you know, that might be different. So what we want to do is get in there and change it so that there is a option where it be a administrative variance process that they could go through, and as long as it met the requirements stated in 101.3A1, that the administrative variance could possibly be approved and allow the neighboring property owners to have a say if they wanted to appeal it. And I thought it gave the property owner more options to do what they want with their property instead of just flat saying no. The little diagram that's there kind of explains how it used to be. We're going to remove that. And the rest of it was, like I said, just more or less general housekeeping on wording and such. And we split up the accessory uses and accessory structures to two separate paragraphs.
What will they have to do? Get permission from their neighbor if they want to put something in the front yard so if it blocks their view or something?
What will happen is they would apply for administrative variance. And then depending if it meets the requirements for administrative variance, which has to deal with topography, septic tanks, if it takes up in the leach field, this is the only place you could put whatever it is, your accessory structure. It would be the planner then would approve it, or the director, depending on who's available. And then it goes out to the adjoining property owners, and then they have a 15-day appeal period where they could write in and say, I don't want it there, or whatever. And then it would go to the Board of Adjustment for a hearing to see. So.
That's mostly on buildings.
It'd be structures. Right. Accessory, what we call accessory structures. As long as they're detached accessory structures. So if you put your garage attached to your front of your house, that's not really in front of the house, except it's
But it would still have to meet the 20-foot setback or whatever.
Correct. You would still have to meet greater setbacks.
But if someone had a house and then they wanted to put like a garage or a shed or a shop or something.
Yeah, and it's detached from the house, and the only place they could put it is in the front of, let's say you have 5 acres and your house is pushed all the way back because that's where the creek is.
Right.
And in the way it's written now, you wouldn't be able to do it in the front. And to me, that is too limiting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But it also gives us the option to say, if it's a cargo container, maybe that isn't the best thing to put in your front yard if you're on a residential subdivision, cargo container.
There's no
if you're on 10 acres, it's probably not an issue.
There's no minimum size. We just use all the setbacks and everything.
Correct. Right. Yeah. And if you wanted to encroach, correct. And if you wanted to encroach in those setbacks, then you go through the normal variance process.
Okay, Scott, but how would you preclude a cargo container, since that's the conversation there, from being in the front? Regardless of the size of the lot, how could you preclude that by saying to somebody, because that's a personal, I don't know how you define it, that it won't be there.
Well, I'm not saying that it wouldn't be approved. I'm just saying that would probably be more apt to get a neighbor to send a appeal letter in, because they don't want to look at a carpet head. I'm not saying that we wouldn't approve it. I'm just saying that we want to be able to give that option to the neighbors.
All right. So
they want to appeal it. And then it'd be up to the Board of Adjustment.
Yeah, but to follow that, then how would the Board of Adjustment say, well, we can't do it because it doesn't fall in the rules that we're allowing it? You're just passing the buck.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want a cargo container next to me in the on a guy that's got an acre or 2 acres or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to say it's not allowed. Maybe you need to...
I got lots of them in my yard.
Oh, no. I'm talking about in the front. I've got them at my store.
In the front.
Okay.
want to let the exempt around.
Painted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That?
Now, people are building and living in them, so.
Yeah.
I just used that as an example. I didn't mean to bash our retainers. It's just that, in fact, the reason I did, we have one in a certain subdivision where the person put it out front and the neighbors are all up in arms. But, so we want to be able to go through that process.
Several lines, I can see.
But right now, it wouldn't be allowed at all. But we would like to go with a process where they get an opportunity to basically pitch their. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to guess that your answer is going to be, when it goes to the Board of Adjustments, the Board of Adjustments' decision would be, we just don't think it's a good fit.
We don't want you on the Board of Adjustments.
Yeah.
They want me on that.
May not live in harmony with the rest of the subdivision, you know, all those, I can't speak on behalf of the adjustments. But, yeah. But everybody would get an opportunity to pitch it,
right.
You know, and see how it fits.
You know, one of the things that kind of concerns me is you look at Tunnel Village, and Tunnel Village has, what, 6,000 and 7,000, 8,000 square foot lots?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if they meet the setbacks, I mean, shouldn't we put a minimum size on this lot? I mean, I'm just throwing
this out. Well, the problem with that is we go back to the large acreage. If you have 10 acres and then you limit the size and they put the residence all the way back at the back end of the property, you're gonna, if they want to build a barn or they want to build anything in front of the residence, you would limit them in the size. I'm not saying that.
You just have to take case by case. And that, because a lot of lots, like, have so little, once you get a septic and a reserve,
right.
You don't even have any room to put anything. Because if, say if it is a cargo box, they would just have to change to one of those sheds down at Rye.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to change. They would, if they wanted a cargo and they're like, no, I'm not going to look at a cargo box, but you could do one of these nicer sheds, they'd have to spend a little more money.
So it's going to have to be anything bigger than 220 square feet. What is our limit on sheds?
It's 200 to be an exempt structure, but it would include any structure.
It would include those?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they couldn't plop down a tough shed in the front of their yard?
No, not without an administrative variance.
Mm-hmm.
It's we're classifying an accessory structure. So not by size, not permitted exempt or whatever. So yeah, because I mean, 200 square feet, sizable. It wouldn't take, you know, 10 by 20, you have a garage, in a sense. And that's where we assume most of the activity will be garages and carports that people would like to, you know, for their vehicles and where they're, in the backyard, there isn't anything.
Whatever.
I know, like my area, we're creek front, so everybody's built right up the creek. For a floodplain gunfall, and now you have no room to, everything's got to go in the front of the property.
You probably have, what, 10 or 20% that are already in violation?
Oh, because.
Because of the tough sheds and all the other things that are going in?
Oh, yeah, very much so,
right.
Yeah. It's.
But
yeah.
Those, of course, are grandfathered in.
Correct. But
we're not regulating 200 square feet or below.
But we are for zoning, for setbacks. Exempt structures still have to meet setbacks, floodplain,
right.
And wastewater setbacks, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. They just don't have to meet, they don't have to require a building permit. They're still supposed to meet building code, but since we don't inspect them, we don't force that part.
Scott, are these recommendations being generated by Michelle or who?
Both Michelle and myself.
Okay.
And it will come around again when we redo the zoning ordinance. We'll look at it at this again. But this is sort of we just felt necessary to get this clarified.
I think what they're trying to do is they need a guideline where they have more power to make a decision instead of having to just say no to these. They're trying to be able to where they can make the decision, and then if they can't make it, then you go to the Board of Appeals, is that
correct? Well, no, you make the decision, but if it's appealed, then it can go to the Board of Adjustment.
I absolutely support leaving these decisions to staff. I don't have any problem whatsoever with them. Because I think we really, when Bob was here, we really changed a lot of things to allow the director and staff to make decisions, and if people didn't like it, they came to us, the Board of Adjustment. So I think we're moving in the right direction.
Right, because I don't particularly like just no. It just, to me, that isn't, Gila County's too unique. You know, our property, we don't have cookie cutter, subdivisions and all that. They're all just all over the place.
And everything's so different, like Tunnel Village to Tunnel Mason or...
One size does not fit all. And so we wanted the opportunity to give the property owner an opportunity to do what they want with their property. And in long as it's, in harmony with the rest of the neighborhood and...
They're around it everywhere, you kind of know what's going on there.
I personally support the idea of the concept of the idea anyway. I think that people ought to be able to do what they want to do with their property as long as it's not creating a hazard as far as road hazard, people driving down the road and can't see around the corner, or neighbors complaining about it,
Blocking the view.
And I think that's where the Board of Appeals would come in and our Board of Adjustments and make a decision. So I think it's a good move myself.
So Scott, do you need a motion to approve recommending to the Board of Supervisors that these changes be made?
That's correct.
Okay. Is there any more conversation? I think I've mentally read, I think, everybody's opinion, so.
Okay, well, I can make the move for number 8 to amend the Gila County zoning ordinance to what is stated in number 8 from Michelle.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Lori made the motion to approve item number 8. And Bill Marshall made the second to approve it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Thank you. It's a great step.
On behalf of Michelle and myself, thank you very much.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. That's mine.
All right.
That's mine.
Lori made the motion to adjourn. Is there a second? I don't know if we need a second, but is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, Travis made the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Thank you. Hey, great.